Ashet Audio presents Touch. Written by Claire North. Read by Peter Kenny.
Chapter 1. Josephine Sebula was dying, and it should have been me. She had two bullets in the chest, one in the leg, and that should have been the end of it, should have been enough. But the gunman had stepped over her expiring form and was looking for me. For me. I cowered in the body of a woman with swollen ankles and soft flabby wrists and watched Josephine die. Her lips were blue. Her skin was white. The blood came out of the lower gunshot to her stomach with the inevitability of an oil spill. As she exhaled, pink foam bubbled across her teeth, blood filling her lungs. He, her killer, was already moving on, head turning, gun raised, looking for the switch, the jump, the connection, the skin. But the station was a shoal of sardines breaking before a shark. I scattered with the crowd, stumbling in my impractical shoes, and tripped and fell. My hand connected with the leg of a bearded man, brown-trousered and grey-haired, who, perhaps in another place, bounced spoilt grandchildren happily upon his knee. His face was distended with panic, and now he ran, knocking strangers aside with his elbows and fists, though he was, doubtless, a good man. In such times you work with what you have, and he would do. My fingers closed round his ankle, and I jumped, slipping into his skin without a sound. A moment of uncertainty. I had been woman. Now I was man, old and frightened. But my legs were strong, and my lungs were deep, and if I had doubted either, I wouldn't have made the move. Behind me, the woman with swollen ankles cried out. The gunman turned, weapon raised. What does he see? A woman fallen on the stairs, a kindly old man helping her up. I wear the white cap of the Hajj. I think I must love my family, and there is a kindness in the corner of my eye that terror cannot erase. I pulled the woman to her feet, dragged her towards the exit, and the killer saw only my body, not me, and turned away. The woman, who a second ago I had been, shook away enough of her confusion to look up into my stranger's face. Who was I? How did I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?